Nelson Mandela as the patron, and really a gift to the whole world. And so in terms of us having been able to experience his life for all the time that he was in prison, to be able to come out from prison and show us that regardless of our differences, we can get along, and to really unify his country through sports and through his own human spirit is something that I don't think you can take for granted at all. So for people in Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia, United States, all the continents in the world, Nelson Mandela is our son. He's our father and our brother. And I think they have the phrase Tata. So I think he's our grandfather too, and all of Canada. So he impacted all of us, and for having had the opportunity to experience his life, I am a better person for it. Most of my students and their parents and grandparents are better for it. So that's a kind of impact that I think we've experienced. The phrase, they say something like Tata, and I believe that the Tata means grandfather or something like that. For me, I would say that he was the son of the world and a father to the world, a grandfather to everybody, my students and everybody. Kind of, so that's the kind of person he is. His impact just cut across. So that's where I want to place him, all over the world, across all generations. I mean, his whole life, his whole youth and adulthood was taken away from him. I don't know when he went in, what, 20, age of 25 or something like that, came out at the age of 72. His whole life was taken away from him. And so in terms of the pain and the contribution that he could have made to the world, they took that away from him. So we are talking about the pain that he went through. It's enormous. It's enormous. I don't think it can be measured on any type of scale, because I think even for him, what he could have done for his country in terms of the apartheid and the healing, all that kind of stuff, he did not have the opportunity to do that during all those years that he was in prison. So having been able to come out and do that and gain the support and the respect of the world, the 23 years that he's been out, I think speaks a lot. I remember Harry Belafonte and all these men, activist men and women from this country, African-Americans and folks from Africa and around Desmond Tutu, South Africa, all of them campaigning and lobbying and asking for his release. One never thought it would come. But so when the day came that Nelson Mandela was released, it was a peaceful moment. It was the beginning of history for some of us.